tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to another episode of Quick Charge. I'm your host, Joe Boris. It's July 22nd, 2024. We're going to start this week off with news from Tesla. Tesla has obtained an exemption for Cybertruck's drive-by-wire from Transport Canada ahead of the vehicle's launch in that market. Now, for the most part, Transport Canada follows U.S. regulations, making it easier to get a vehicle approved for sale in both markets. But there are a few key differences. In Canada, Tesla had to obtain an exemption for the Cybertruck's drive-by-wire system in order to get around the minimum steering angle of 270 degrees. And they did eventually get that exemption, with Transport Canada announcing, quote, the Cybertruck model manufactured or imported by Tesla is exempt from Section 7.9.4 of Technical Standards Document Number 126, Electronic Stability Control Systems for Light Vehicles, incorporated by reference in subsection 126.1 of Schedule 4 of the Motor Vehicle Safety Regulations. As we reported in our review of the Cybertruck, the drive-by-wire system is one of our favorite features of the truck, making it both fun and comfortable to drive. With the exception, Tesla has confirmed that it still aims to launch the Cybertruck in Canada by the end of the year. In more Tesla news, Tesla is ramping up its self-driving transfer incentive by now offering $1,000 off a new car for people upgrading from enhanced autopilot. For years, Tesla owners who bought the up to $15,000 full self-driving capability package were asking for the ability to transfer it when trading in their Teslas for a new one. The logic was sound. Tesla never delivered on the self-driving capacity as promised. That was back in 2016. It only makes sense to allow owners to transfer the package to a new vehicle, especially those who still believe that Tesla will eventually deliver through on a software update to bring full self-driving into reality. Eventually, Tesla agreed, but only for orders placed in Q3 of 2023. Despite Musk saying that it was a one-time thing, we suspected that the clear statement encouraging buyers to use the transfer now because it was a one-time amnesty was an effective demand lever. Sure enough, Tesla brought back the incentive in April of this year and then again earlier this month. This time, though, Musk said it was really, really going to be the last quarter, but he has said that before as well. Now, Tesla's announcing that it's extended the offer to September 30th and also extending it to people who have enhanced autopilot. Now, if you notice a little bit of sarcasm there, it is because Elon has a tendency to overpromise and underdeliver. And that's something that has happened with things like battery swap technology, with things like the Tesla Roadster, which still isn't out yet, despite several people having put $250,000 down on the vehicle. And it's happening again with Optimus. Elon Musk has delayed the rollout of the Tesla Optimus humanoid robot compared to a timeline shared just a few months ago. When it comes to that timeline, Musk said that he believed Optimus would be used to perform real tasks inside actual Tesla factories by the end of this year. Furthermore, Musk has said that he believed Tesla could start selling the robot to customers outside of the company by the end of 2025. Now, Tesla CEO Elon Musk is updating that timeline, saying that Optimus will go in, quote, low production for Tesla internal use next year, and the company is aiming for, quote, high production for other companies in 2026. That's about a year delay compared to his previous timeline. Now, while I am no fan of Elon Musk, it's not unreasonable for companies like Tesla and others to experience outside factors that cause delays. And another one that's experiencing delays is Kia. One of the latest midsize electric SUVs to hit the market, Kia's new EV5 is already facing delays overseas. The EV5 is roughly the size of Tesla's Model Y and won't be available this summer in some overseas markets as expected. Buyers will have to wait a little longer. As the first of Kia's new affordable EV lineup, Kia's EV5 is expected to have a big impact on the brand's sales. Kia launched the EV5 in China last November, starting at around $20,000, undercutting the base rear-wheel drive Model Y at $34,500. Powered by a 64.2 kilowatt-hour BYD Blade battery, the base EV5 gets up to 329 miles on the Chinese cycle, while a long-range version with an 88 kilowatt-hour battery is rated to go 447 miles. Now, it's great to see more and more affordable mainstream EVs come into the market, but the November election is kind of looming over the future of EVs in this country in a big way. especially because one of the candidates says that he's going to end Joe Biden's EV mandate. There's only one problem, of course. It's that there isn't an EV mandate. At no point has any government, whether it's a state government or a city government within the United States, said that they are going to come in and force you to drive an electric vehicle. Hasn't happened, doesn't exist. The closest that we've come to that is California, which says that in 2035, they're going to ban the sale of internal combustion passenger vehicles. Now, that means that up until 2034, December 31st, you can go in and buy a brand new internal combustion vehicle and drive it for another 10 years. So despite the fact that that's 11 years away, and you should be able to expect at least a reasonable 10 years out of your next vehicle, putting the actual first time you will be forced by anyone in this country to buy an EV more than 20 years away, this clueless idiot who will not be alive 20 years from now is going to rescue you from that mandate that's going to happen in 21 years. Now, Hyundai is genuinely worried about this. They're worried that a Trump presidency is going to disrupt its new $7.6 billion investment into Georgia. The first EV set to roll off the production line at Hyundai's new Meta plant is the IONIQ 5. But with Trump vowing to end EV mandates on day one if he's elected, Hyundai is preparing for a sudden shift in national leadership. Hyundai's EV plant was built to comply with the Biden administration's move to promote, not force, America's domestic automakers towards a cleaner future. Now, depending on the outcome of the November election, it could be a game changer for Hyundai or a massive waste of time, money, and resources. According to a Hyundai official, the company is stepping up lobbying efforts in preparation for the U.S. election, and data from Open Secrets shows that Hyundai Motor and its affiliates spent more than $500,000 on lobbying in the U.S. within the first 3 months of 2024. That's up nearly 150% from the $210,000 paid in 2020. Hyundai has also put 30 lobbyists on payroll, up from 19. Now, one of the big winners that's expected to come from a Trump presidency is going to be, of course, full-size trucks, these giant rolling coal, 4,000, 5,000-pound machines rolling down the road. Now, the problem is, while a lot of people say they need a truck, the reality is the truck that they need might be this guy. This is the new Club Car Urban LSV or Urban UTV, and it's a small electric golf cart type UTV class vehicle that is street legal just about everywhere in the U.S., has a top speed of 25 miles an hour, but more importantly, has a payload capacity that exceeds what you get out of most mid-sized trucks like the Chevy Colorado, the Ford Ranger, certainly the Ford Maverick. It has more than 2,200 pounds of payload capacity. Again, that's 400 pounds more than the Ford Ranger and about the same as Chevy's full-size Silverado. Now, the difference is that it can move those 2,200 pounds much more efficiently than a conventional full-size truck, using fewer materials to manufacture in terms of battery materials, raw materials like steel and plastic, and generally does so at significantly lower price, not only price to purchase, but price to operate, than a conventional truck. Quote, today, most campus operation teams use pickup trucks to address their facility management needs, according to Jeff Dominski, vice president of project management at Club Car. A pickup is the wrong tool for many jobs. A blended fleet of traditional pickup trucks and electric utility vehicles, obviously like the Club Car, would improve operational productivity while lowering ownership costs and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. That's true both in greenhouse gas emissions at the tailpipe and in greenhouse gas emissions in that initial sunk carbon cost to manufacture these vehicles. The Club Car packs a 12.2 kilowatt hour lithium ion battery and offers up to 62 miles of range. In XR trim, the Club Car can hit speeds of 19 miles an hour, while the LSV tops out at 25. That's all I've got for today. If you have political commentary or don't like the political commentary, feel free to come into the comments and let us know about that. And be sure to like and subscribe either way so you can get annoyed with me day after day after day. Thanks for stopping by.